it resonates with them. And I was thinking, it still does. Mm-hmm. That portion's not going away. As a matter of fact, I think he might have galvanized more. I think he's going to get a lot of black men voting for him.
I don't know about more. I don't think he's done anything to impress anybody who wasn't already with him. But I agree that there's going to be, it's the same with the Hispanic vote, right? There's going to be a cadre of people, of black and brown people, who go in for the aggressive, toxic masculinity that Trump brings to bear. There's going to be a cadre of black and brown people who go in for the bigotry. I mean, like, we can talk amongst friends here. There's a lot of bigotry in our community. There's a lot of people who are black people who are from this country being bigoted towards immigrants. There's a lot of black people who are not from this country who are bigoted towards other African Americans. He was always going to be able to tap into the worst in our community in the same way that he is able to tap into the worst that is in America. Trump speaks for the worst people.
Nobody's talking to black men. 866-801-8255. Not a single one of these can. Everyone's over-indexing on black women. You're not going to win against Trump just talking to black women. You're not going to win against Trump not engaging in talking to black men. And I'm saying this because I don't hear anybody talking to black men, period. Mm-hmm. And the only voice that actually resonates with black men is Donald Trump.